Now, the transition year class of 2020, well, they're, like everybody else, having a very different year to the one they thought they were going to have in education, as our reporter Amy Niriadha has been finding out.
There's lots of activities that you can do to enhance your skills in TY. There's all sorts of development projects and all sorts of things. So they'll be useful, and there's skills that you can use later on in life.
Rory Mannix is a student of Castle Island Community College, one of 550 schools offering a transition year programme to students. For his classmate Rachel Murphy, her reasons for doing TY are slightly different.
I wanted a year for a break and to do loads of activities and stuff, so that's what I chose of.
But what kind of activities can transition year students actually do when the country is in the grips of a pandemic? Well, plenty, according to Marie O'Shea, who is the TY coordinator in the same school.
We're not going to be going to drama productions, local industries, that sort of thing, but we've changed the curriculum to suit what we can do. So we're adamant that this year's TY programme will be just as good as previous years, if not better, because students will have the ability to develop skills such as resilience and creative thinking. We'll come up with other things. Next week we're doing bowron making, we're doing public speaking, we're doing debating. So we still get to do a wide variety of things, just things are different.
For many transition years, the bridge year between junior and senior cycle is an opportunity for students to gel and bond with peers in ways that exam years don't facilitate. Along with the changing of the curriculum comes the challenge of developing social skills when young people are so limited in their contact with one another.
It might take longer, but they will get there. We're doing Young Social Innovators, which they're doing fast fashion and they're doing community involvement. So they will have plenty of opportunities to develop those skills. It just might take a little bit longer.
It's also presented opportunities for exploring other areas, including the development of technical skills.
We're doing music generation, we're doing Gashka, we're doing Future Leaders, J Future Leaders course, which is also online, and we are doing sign language online.
As part of our transition year programme, we're going to be helping with the open day. It's on the 22nd of October. We won't be able to have people come in and see the school physically, so we're going to go around virtually and show people what the school is like online.
There is one major attraction for those filling out their TY application forms in third year: work experience.
I want to be a professional actor. There were some work experiences that I did want to get into, but since the lockdown came, there are some that won't be able to do it.
Finding placements for students is one of the biggest hurdles that faces schools this year, with businesses limiting their contacts. But one woman in Dublin, along with other parents, has organised an alternative for the mainstream work experience programme.
My name is Ursula Chilano. My son is called Tim and he's in transition year in Andrews in Booterstown, Dublin. We've brainstormed all the different people we know who have lots of different careers. Jobs like mountain rescue, marine biology, accountants, solicitors, bar managers. And our plan is that the children will take a lead and interview these people over Zoom. Just ask them about their careers and direct the children in some slight way.
The programme is currently limited to 10 students, and its main aim is to inspire students who are already considering their career options.
The kids we have participating in this are the sort of kids who would be curious about people's careers. Out socially, they mightn't ask about these specific things. So we're hoping that they'll talk to people who inspire them to choose subjects that are interesting to them, but also of a future benefit.
Even though the programme is restricted to the laptop for the moment, it will widen the net of exploration in terms of potential career avenues for teenagers who otherwise would have been confined to work experience in their nearest towns.
We have people from startups in San Francisco and people who are working in Germany, quite a lot of people working in London. Our plan is before Christmas they'll have talked to 20 or 30 people.
And will they ever meet up, do you think, in person?
We would hope they would meet up, but obviously with the restrictions at the moment, there isn't any obvious opportunity to.
No, but it's great to hear the optimism in their voices. It's remarkable how much we've all adapted, isn't it, over the past 7 months. Amy Niriadha reporting there.